Here we are again, the Visit Julian podcast. We have another organization here today that we're really wanting to get the word out to the community and to those outside the community who might just love the idea of gardening. So I have Tricia Elisara from the Julian Elementary Garden here. Thanks for coming, Tricia.
Thanks for having me, Robin.
So the garden, I think, started quite close to the end of my kids' tenure at the school. So I'm aware of the garden. I've been to the garden, looked out the window at classes and seen it. But tell us a little bit of how the garden started, when it started.
Sure. It started about 12 years ago. Mm-hmm. Started with a PTO gift, actually. Mm-hmm. There was a group of parent volunteers, four of us, that wrote a proposal for a school garden. There was an unused section of campus
right
by the outdoor eating area. And we walked that area, it wasn't being used. We got excited about the vision for not only a school garden, but an outdoor classroom. Mm-hmm. So we wrote a proposal, took it to PTO. They gave us our first gift to get off the ground. And then we had so many in-kind donations from the community, people that came out and built infrastructure and cleaned up the space and helped
right,
us
like,
start building that.
Garden beds and that gorgeous table.
Right.
Tell us about that.
Yeah, Don Madison, we commissioned him to make a table out of cedar from, you know, Vulcan, mm-hmm. One of his beautiful tables. We had volunteers come out and renovate a gazebo space, build a shade structure. Mm-hmm. We have three original gates made by James Hubble, an Eagle Scout, and Art Cole. So we have some really original pieces of work. So that that all started as a volunteer effort for about 3 or 4 years, mm-hmm. Parents running it. And then it naturally just came under Pathways. Mm-hmm. Pathways, you know, existing to promote wellness. Mm-hmm. And what's, you know, what promotes wellness more than gardening?
Sure.
And it just really matched with our wellness policy and Pathways mission. And so the garden then became part of Pathways. Mm-hmm. And Pathways began writing grants to, you know, continue the garden, sustain it, and also to pay a garden teacher. And so we've been so fortunate over the last 7 or 8 years that every child at Julian Elementary gets a garden class, anywhere from half an hour to an hour. Some years they get that every week. Other years, depending on funding, they get that every other week. Mm-hmm. But it's really become sort of a core part of school culture that kids have gardening as part of their school day.
Yeah, you can tell from the photos and just the buzz that the kids really love it. I mean, I've seen so many pictures over the years of the harvest of the month and the kids, like, yeah, you know, just like holding it. Like, you can just feel it come out of the photograph, the excitement of the kid who is participating and grew something and now is eating it.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Like nutrition, I always say that nutrition education works, but mm-hmm. you actually have to do it. Mm-hmm. You actually have to teach kids about good nutrition. Mm-hmm. And I always use the example of we plant peas in mid-February because that's when you can plant peas in Julian. And so they're ready to harvest in May. There's not a lot of crops that you can plant during the academic school year, but peas are one of them where you can put the seed in the ground and eat them. And I always say that we sing about peas and we do botanical drawings of peas and we read about Thomas Jefferson and how he grew peas at Monticello and we do pea crafts. And by the time that the kids actually are able to harvest, they can't wait to eat
that pea. They eat that pea, right.
So yeah, nutrition's a big part of it. Getting kids excited, mm-hmm. giving them exposure to things, mm-hmm. showing them how things are grown, you know, literally getting their hands in the soil. But that's just a part of it. We do the nutrition piece, but we also do art, and we do ecology, and we do science, we do academics, we do language arts.
Isn't it amazing all the things that can come out of a garden?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
There's really nothing that can't be taught in a garden.
Math.
And yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And teachers, so we teach garden classes, but then the garden is also used by teachers on their own, mm-hmm. and also by staff. It's a place where celebrations are held and Easter egg hunts happen.
And isn't the gazebo, if I'm not mistaken, utilized for reading, for example?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So in addition to growing, I think we have over, I want to say probably 20 to 30 fruit trees. And also raised beds where mm-hmm. we're growing vegetables and also flowers. We're growing all this stuff, but it's also a classroom. So there's places to sit. Mm-hmm. We have a circle of tree stumps under the tree where a class can gather, Kids can sit in the gazebo. So it's also just used as an alternative outdoor space for teaching. And so, yes, some teachers, instead of kids reading at their desks for 20 minutes.
SSR.
Yeah, SSR, totally.
Remember SSR.
Sustained silent reading. Instead of just sitting at their desk and doing that, you know, they're sitting under a mulberry tree, or they're in a rocking chair in the gazebo, or they're, you know, sitting next to a bed of flowers. So it's used for all.
That's so great. Purposes. Yeah, I hope, as you're talking about it, which happens a lot in these podcasts, I just get so inspired. And it's one of those things where you want to grab and shake everyone and go, you have to know about this, and you have to support it. You have to be, you have to see all that the value that this brings.
It's true. And we love to give tours. Mm. So if anyone ever expresses any interest in the garden, the first thing we do is we say, come on over. Like, let us give you a tour, show you all the projects that we've done, that we're doing, that we want to do. And without fail, people just get excited and really glad to know that this is happening in our town.
Right.
That we have a program this big, this long. School gardens, unfortunately, and many schools, they don't last very long because the champions that
move
start
on with
them
their kids.
Move on with their kids. Yeah. It's an old story that you and I know. Yeah. But we've been really lucky that over the 12 years that the garden has been there, it's never really lost any momentum. Mm-hmm. And every year we can point to major projects that we did and ways we moved it forward, and new partnerships. So it's... Yeah, it's very special.
It's funny, we can use the word sustainable, that the garden is sustainable and that the gardening is sustainable.
Right.
So it's really, that says a lot about the project, that because anyone who is a parent of kids our age, for example, knows that we move on with our kids, and you hope that you've left a legacy that someone else will pick up, because we're continuing on and doing different things with our kids. So it says a lot about the garden that people have recognized what it can do and want to be a part of it and keep it going.
Yes.
I think that's huge. I think it says a lot about the project.
Yeah. And the fact that it's housed in Julian Pathways is really important, because that just gives that ongoing support. That said, you know, we're sort of at a crossroads this particular year. We've been really lucky. For 5 years, we've had a partnership with Food Corps. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've bumped into any of the Food Corps service members in town.
No, but I'm familiar with all the corps, just through life experience, AmeriCorps, JobCorps.
Right. Yeah. Uh-huh. Right. So for people listening that maybe have not heard of Food Corps, it's a division of AmeriCorps where young people take a year of service in a community, but specifically focused on child nutrition, school lunch, school gardening. And we've had this partnership for 5 years.
That's great.
So we've had, we're now on our fourth Food Corps service member, Madi Moon, and she is our garden teacher. And so, but that funding runs out at the end of this year. So we're continuing to write grants. We're always looking for grants. And we're doing a lot of really neat fundraisers and some events in the community. But this is really a key year for us to write our plan for our next 10 years.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So the support of the community is very important. And I think right now, Julian is seeing such an influx of new people that they need to learn about the garden and the program, because so many people talk about the reasons why they love living in a small town.
Yeah.
But if they're not aware of this, and they, you know, they can't jump up and support it. And you being just so amazing with great ideas. I know you did that little party grant that was recyclable or reusable for class parties, and which kind of goes along with the garden, because you know, you want to save the earth, be good to the earth, that kind of thing. But I just think it's important that we educate our community on what's going on. And I always say, and I'm going to say it now, I'm a talker, is I might not have any kids. Same thing with a library or anything that goes on in this town. But when we raise good kids, it improves our town.
Of
Whether
course.
Or not that's my child, it's someone's child, and it's my community's child.
Right.
And I think it's super important that we step up and support things that make our place to live a better place to live.
Absolutely. And as we've invited people onto campus to take tours, and they've seen what's happening, and maybe they've never even stepped foot on Julian Elementary's campus. and they come back to the garden, and without, like I said, always, people always say, I'm just so happy to know that this type of program is in my town.
Right.
And it's impacting kids, absolutely.
Making better citizens.
It really is. It,
gardens make better citizens. Libraries make better citizens. You know, it's just, we are responsible for our citizenry. You know what I'm trying to say.
I do.
Citizenry. There we go.
I do. And that's why we have a mission statement that we wrote, and we talk about how we're growing 8 things. So one of the things we're growing is food, obviously.
Right.
But there's 7 other things we're growing. We're growing citizens. Mm-hmm. That's part of our mission statement. You know, we're growing gardening skills. We're teaching kids actually how to garden. We're growing leadership skills. Mm-hmm. We're growing academics. We're growing beauty. You know, gardens are beautiful places for kids to relax. Mm-hmm. And unwind and be creative and imaginative. And so we've really tried to create a garden that's beautiful. It's a beautiful space for children to be in. That's all part of it.
So now that I've waved my flag, how can people support this garden? And what I'd like to leave something with an action. What can people do to make this garden happen? And let's be clear so that people know that it doesn't have to be $1 million or $1,000. It's the small things. Tell us about that.
That's true. The number one thing we need right now are donors. Mm-hmm. And at any level, like you said, people that are willing on a monthly or a yearly level, an individual or a business, that are willing to just say, like, I believe in this. I want to see this continue for the next 10 years. And that are willing to donate to the garden. Yesterday, I met with a young man who went through local schools and now a college graduate and is back in town for a short time. He read the article in the Julian Journal about the program. I met with him yesterday and he gave us a generous donation to the garden because he said, I grew up here, I believe in this. And it was just amazing. He's a college graduate, he's a young kid. And so we need people like that are just willing to donate. They can do that when they go to the Julian, I'm sure you'll link to it, Julian Pathways page. There is a donate button there, and there's a drop-down menu, and people can just note that it's to the garden.
To the garden.
Program.
And they can choose a monthly donation.
Yes, a monthly or a yearly, one-time, whatever. There's a button there that we can direct people to. So that would be one way. Another thing is we're trying to raise ongoing revenue through a kind of a new line of garden merchandise. Mm-hmm. They might have seen some of our stuff like at Manzanita Supply. Mm-hmm. We're doing these sweatshirts.
That you're sporting with the 92036.
Yeah. So we're hand sewing these sweatshirts.
Who is hand sewing these? Because it looks really perfect.
I know. The women of Pathways, Kristen, Maddie, Virginia. we've had our sewing machines set up in Pathways. And we're calling them our Julian Pride, mm-hmm. Sweatshirts. And some of them say Julian, some of them say 92036. Mm-hmm. So we're selling those locally at Pathways at school. We also have new postcards and new greeting cards that we've made. The postcard and greeting card is the original sketch of the garden gate that Jim Hubble created for us. Mm-hmm. So a number of years ago, he got excited about the garden and made us an original gate. And the first time he went out to sketch it, they still have that sketch in their archives. So they gave us permission to reprint that onto a series of cards and postcards. So we're really working hard to, create ongoing revenue.
Sure.
And then also, with things loosening up at schools, we're going to start really rebuilding our volunteer group. People haven't been able to be on campus for a while, but we're looking to invite, community people back onto campus to just volunteer when they have time.
That'd be great. Yeah, I mean, and it's an outdoor space, so even those who might be somewhat concerned about the current state of the world, it is an outdoor space, and mm-hmm. I'm sure that they could work, away from a group if that's what made them comfortable.
Sure.
And it gives them the opportunity to get outside and get back to life. My goodness.
Yeah, and the garden, it's a massive project. Mm-hmm. We have a California native plant hillside demonstration garden. Like I said, we have over 25 fruit trees that need maintenance, we have raised beds, there's always a project, and I always say there's no skill that we can't put to use somewhere in the garden. It's just a massive project. So Yeah, looking for volunteers too. People want to reach out and be part of our Friends of the Garden group that we're creating.
I think that's great. Yeah. So definitely in the show notes, I will put a link to the Pathway Space where they can make a donation.
Yeah.
And it's silly little things that people fall in love. I have to share this because I haven't said this on any other podcast, but it made me think of it. I'm a big fan of the San Diego River Park Foundation.
Sure.
And they put something out about the bats need help. So I currently have automatically deducted from my bank account, I sponsor a bat for $13 a month.
That's awesome.
I love bats. We have a lot at our house. I get to see them all the time. And it was like, I want to support a bat.
That's
so
awesome.
So $13 a month. So if someone gets excited about the garden, I don't know why the number was 13, but that's what they said it was. And
so
hey, donate $13 a month to the garden.
That's wonderful. Yeah. That's wonderful. And if people want to start by seeing it, mm-hmm. please just, anybody is welcome to reach out to me and we'll organize a tour and see where you might want to be involved or what you might want to support.
Yeah.
We're just always looking for partners.
I'd also be interested in maybe scheduling an actual event that people could sign up for. So after this is over, let's talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
I did have another question. Oh, isn't there a breakfast coming up to view the garden?
The date isn't confirmed
yet. It hasn't been set, but mm-hmm. sometime in June, right?
Not totally sure yet.
Okay.
It may be in August when maybe the summer garden is at its best.
Sure.
Still figuring that out. But those are the kind of events. I'm always able and, you know, willing to visit any groups in Julian mm-hmm. that want to hear about it.
Sure.
I can go and make presentations. But if they want to come and have a group meeting like the Chamber, uh-huh. we would love to host any.
Yeah. I'll make sure that we'll put the information out once that date's chosen.
Yeah.
All right. So as we kind of wind up, I just always like to make sure, because I don't know all the questions to ask, even though I think I'm so smart. Is there something I didn't ask you about that you want to make sure that people know about?
No, I did want to mention that kids also, in addition to getting garden classes during the day, garden is also incorporated into our totally amazing before and after school program.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so we have, Pathways runs after school programs, and the garden has always been a part of that as well. So kids are getting gardening throughout the day. We also have special events throughout the year. We run a big event in October called Food Day. There's a lot happening. If people are very interested, we have been blogging about our project for 7 years.
Yeah, thanks for mentioning that. And I told you this morning, I've seen that blog a lot of times over the years. It is definitely going to be in the show notes so people can peruse the blog, look at the categories and things that they might be interested in, because we all have different things that peas or corn or carrots or flowers, whatever grabs you. Grab onto that and support it.
Right. And the blog is such a great place to start because it describes everything we've ever done mm-hmm. with good photographs. As we've become known as a good example of a school garden, mm-hmm. many people have like called me over the years and say, we want to start a school garden. Where do we start? Which is a very big question. So I would say, look at the blog and then absorb that and then come back to me with your questions and what parts of it are you interested in? Then we can talk more in depth about it.
That makes great sense.
Yeah. And it really will show people all the things that we've done. And it's exciting. It's not a blog that is specific to our school. Like, it's not just for Julian. It's really making a case for school gardens. In fact, the title is What's Not to Like? All the Good Things That Happen in School Gardens.
Sure.
So on the blog, I'm trying to make a case for all these things we've been talking about.
Yeah,
right?
Every school should have a garden.
Everything that can happen mm-hmm. in a garden. It's amazing.
Yeah.
And why schools should invest in these and why communities should get behind them.
And that is kidsingardens.com.
Yes.
For those of you driving and don't get back to the, a lot of people listen in their cars. So kidsingardens.com, that's really easy because that's what we're talking about. So what's the show about? Kids and Gardens.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, kidsingardens.com.
Yeah.
Trisha, it is always a pleasure to be in your presence. I have enjoyed your company for, oh my gosh, so many years.
I know. We first met through PTO.
Yeah,
and every time I talk about Robin or I talk to you, I always just You are one of the best champions for life in this town.
I feel the same way about you.
It's amazing. Yeah. Everything good happening here, you want to be a part of and you want to support. And I have felt it. I've seen it in lots of ways. You know, I'm selling Boy Scout swags and Robin's like, how can we connect those swags to a chamber event we're doing? I mean, your mind is just always going about how to love this town and how to support it. Yeah. And I'm so grateful.
I'm so grateful for you. Mutual admiration. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right, everybody. See you soon.